heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
CBS News Brief. Palestinian health officials report at least 70 people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza City as they waited for food. The BBC's Sebastian Usher.
There's been no direct comment on the incident from Israel so far, but the army has said that its forces have been carrying out a major operation against Hamas militants in the Zaytun district of Gaza City, which is nearby.
The Supreme Court has agreed to take up Donald Trump's claim he can't be tried for election interference. Former prosecutor Tom Dupree.
The underlying case is going to remain apparently in a state of suspended animation until the Supreme Court decides whether former President Trump has immunity.
At least one death now blamed on the largest wildfire in Texas history. The winds and temperatures are dipping in the panhandle. State Emergency Management's Nim Kidd says,
I don't want the community there to feel a false sense of security that all of these fires will not grow anymore. This is still a very dynamic situation.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Selecting the right multi-peril crop insurance policy and hail coverage are big decisions. Thankfully, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can help you find the right fit for your farming needs. The specialists at Ag Country know agriculture and will utilize their exclusive Optimum tool to save you time and protect your bottom line. Contact your local Ag Country office today to get started. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
We are going to warm things up rather quickly as we head toward the weekend today. Mostly sunny with a high right around 41 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 31. Tomorrow, sunshine 52. Saturday, sunny 62 by Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
Good morning from the Sunrise Show. It's time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at Wis Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope your Friday Eve, your Thursday is treating you good. Happy Leap Day, everyone. It's an odd day. Let's have some fun and weird fun also. We got good things coming up for you, country music news, some requested stuff on the way. We're going to learn a little bit about a country classic as well as kick off our show. Got all that coming up for you. Let's start with a quiz. Yeah, we love that, right? It's not even 8 o'clock and I'm going to question you. That's always fun. You don't really have to answer, but if you'd like to call up, your phone calls are always welcome. 715-423-1055, 423-1055. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. We always love hearing from you. You can go ahead and give us a call if you got requests, you got comments, anything, all the above. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. So here's your question. Who said this? Country music is not rock and roll's little sister anymore. Who said that? I'm not going to leave it completely open. Like any good quiz or, you know, we're going to give you multiple choice. At least that was how it was for me growing up. I really needed multiple choice quite a bit. So is it A, Dolly Parton, B, Blake Shelton, C, Taylor Swift, D, Darius Rucker, E, Miranda Lambert? E through A, who do you got there? Who said that? Country music is not rock and roll's little sister anymore. 715-424-2600. Feel free to call up, join us. Love to hear from you, everybody. Who you got? Who you got? Going once. Going twice. I wish I could do the bar to there. Where am I going? Let's see. Well, who is it? It was Darius Rucker. Yeah. He adds, quote, "I've seen what country is doing, especially in Europe. It's crazy. I tour Europe, and you know, we do well. And it's just great to see what America has known forever." So it's an interesting statement Darius Rucker's making there. And I think that if you're talking about America here, well, I don't think country music, all music's related. They're all playing the same notes. And really, you can look at the history of music much deeper than this. But if we're talking about American music, it starts with the blues. Everything starts with the blues. And you look at your favorite country artists from as far back as you like and look at their influences. Every one of them got blues artists in them. Every one of them got blues artists that they enjoyed or loved. And that's where all of this really gets its start in many ways. And there's some more depth there to it, but just kind of giving you the cliff notes here. So the idea that, you know, rock and roll is this cousin to this, or country music is the sister to this, or something. I think that's actually not that's not an insult or anything. All this music's related, if you're going to use that metaphor. Now, as far as Europe and the rest of the world goes, we've done a couple of stories recently about how much more popular country music has become around the world. That's, I think, the big difference between right now, 2024. And you say late 70s, early 80s, when there was a rise of country music, back when I was high school, the 90s, I'd say mid 90s, early 90s, something like that. There's a rise of it. Saw a rise of country music in the 60s as well, early 60s. So it's hit the States hard. And you could say the same thing about a lot of genres of music. Country music has been around longer and has managed to kind of like pop up here and there and stay relevant and keep creating material. And it's just become so much more popular around the world. Now, what I would find interesting is how many people would consider what they're jamming to in Europe country music. Get so uppity about our music. And our no, our it's kind of funny to me, of all the genres, that country music, which is really supposed to just be about not putting on airs, this is who I am. And yet country music, a lot of country music fans seem to be really adamant about what is country and what isn't. And I think that is a line in the sand, I don't begrudge that much. It means you care about the genre. It means something to you. And I'm not going to ever try to distinguish somebody's passion. But it has a line in the sand. I think once you start calling out what you think is country music is one thing. You're more than welcome to your opinion. But I think when you start putting that opinion on other people and start trying to say this or that about it. I mean, if you don't like it, that's fine. Say you don't like it. But getting into a huge definition war of what is country music and what isn't and blah, blah, blah. I've heard people do this with rap a lot. And by people, I mean me. I've done it, too. Not at all. It's one of those situations. You got to be careful when you're pointing the finger. Got three more pointing right back at you. Let's take a look at our national day of for this leap year day, February 29th. Haven't had one of these in a while. And we haven't, as far as us being able to do this on our National Day of Calendar. And I don't think there'd be a lot. Well, what would the National Day of Calendar have other than Leap Day? Which, of course, we'll touch on. But interesting note here, I think, by the National Day of Calendar. One of the big ones today is a Rare Disease Day in the USA. and it's not always easy to bring attention to diseases. Unfortunately, most of us, and I say us because I'm included in this, we only learn about or care about a disease when it affects us or somebody we love. When it comes to rare diseases, it's even harder to get people to pay attention or care. Focusing it on a day like this when we don't have leap day all the year, I think that's a really smart move by the, I don't know if I've ever said this before, by the National Day of People. I think that's really smart. A lot of rare diseases out there that deserve our attention and our awareness as much as any other one. And I will continue to say this as long as I have a microphone in front of my face. While we continue to have these little bickerings and fights with each other and blah, blah, blah about politics and all this, and, you know, music and all this other stuff, these diseases are running game on us. We continue to lose good people to cancer, to all kinds of diseases, while we continue to not cooperate and work together. Imagine what happens when we join forces, when we work together, when we put our differences aside, and our greatest minds around the world can come together. Maybe, you know, put an end to some of these, even one of them. I will take putting an end to even one form of cancer. I'll take even that, just anything right now at this point. It's National Toast Day. Yes, toast. How many fans of toast are there out there? I love toast. I love bread, but I love toast. Toast is great. I'm going to have some toast today just to celebrate. Not that I was planning on eating it anyway. Enjoy some toast today. Today they're recommending maybe trying something different. You ever toasted raisin bran toast or, you know, something different like that? Go for it. It's National Time Refund Day. While the observance may have come to be as a way of correcting the cosmos for our calendars, that is leap day, since we get the time back, we may as well make meaningful use of it. In fact, setting something aside in the hopes we can someday reclaim it, and the idea and resonates with well with Americans. It's also known for a day to get your taxes done. This is also a good day for that. I think this is such a fun day of the year, though. And it's a day to, you know, get things in that maybe you haven't done before you've wanted to do. And, of course, it's leap day. Happy leap day, everybody. Without leap day, we would be celebrating Christmas in July. I know it seems silly and it seems unnecessary some days, but this is a big one. It was the Julius Caesar and the astronomer Sosthenes, who revamped the Roman calendar, giving it 12 months with equally, almost, distributed days and adding a leap day every 4 years. In 1582, Pope Gregory VIII adjusted the calendar once again because the Earth revolves around the sun once every 365.2421 days. Yeah. There was no... the another one is always interesting, I think, finding out... how old you'd be if your birthday fell on a leap day. We're going to talk about that in a little bit more on our morning show at WFHR from 8 to 10. Be sure to join Seth and I today. It's going to be a lot of fun. Right now, we've had this happen with a couple of songs where I've gotten it the same song requested a number of times. Not surprisingly, this one by Willie Nelson, City of New Orleans, has been requested at least 3 times. So I was waiting to do this because I wanted to do a little homework on it because I knew there was a little more to the song. And it's a famous one, Arlo Guthrie, a prolific songwriter and the son of maybe even a more prolific songwriters. He didn't write this one while he was one of the more famous versions of it, of course. City of New Orleans was composed by Chicago singer-songwriter Steve Goodman in 1970. Goodman wrote the lyrics on a sketch pad after his wife fell asleep on the Illinois Central train, where they were going to visit his wife's grandmother. Goodman wrote about what he saw looking out the windows of the train and playing cards in the club car. Everything in the song actually happened on the ride. Everything in the song actually happened on the ride. That's really cool. After he returned home, Goodman heard that the train was scheduled to be decommissioned due to lack of passengers. He was encouraged to use this song to save the train, so he retouched the lyrics and released it on his first album in 1971. It was Goodman's single in 72 did well, but it was Arlo Guthrie's cover the same year that popularized the song and brought attention to rail lines that were vanishing across the middle America. Many people who lived in rural areas relied on these to travel. Steve Goodman passed away on September 20th, 1984, at the age of just 36, after a long battle with leukemia. That same year, Willie Nelson covered this song and made it the title track of his album. Nelson's version was a number one country hit, won the Grammy Award for Best Country Song, which is a songwriting category, thus an honor bestowed posthumously to Goodman. Nelson was a big, big fan of Mr. Goodman's. Goodman released 11 albums in his career. There's a bunch of good versions of this one, including, if you can find it, I happen to find a version. Dolly Parton sang it in 1976 on her show Dolly. Yeah. Yeah, I believe it showed up on BG and the Bear and the A-Team and a bunch of others. There are a number of good versions of this one, but this is the big one. The Redheaded Stranger, Willie Nelson, City of New Orleans. This is for Tammy over in Nakusa. Enjoy. More Wiz Country, 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Wish him a good morning over there at the Ground Up at 250 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks on mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name and freight yards full of old black men and the graveyards of the rusted automobile. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone. Darkness rolling down to the sea, but all the town. bad dream. And the steel rails still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train has got the disappearing railroad blues. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Not too many years ago, when dreams weren't coming true, I'd reach for inspiration. Sometimes it would be you. I'd hear you on the radio. I sure didn't like your sound. It's good to know there's still a few old country boys around. From the smoke, it's hard to tell what's coming down the line. We heard you were a fast train coming out of Carolina. Wondered what you were hauling when you rolled into town. Say, it's good to know there's still a few old country boys around. You must have felt that same old feeling more than once or twice. Guitars pressed against our hearts under the neon lights. I've got to say that feeling is the best that I have found. Lord, it's good to know. There's a lot of truth, you know, in our kind of songs about the life you're living and how love's done you wrong. As long as there's a jukebox and a honky-tonk in town, it's good to know there's still a few old country boys around. It's good to know there's still a few country boys around.
You want things your way. and I want them mine. And now we don't know just where to draw the line. How can love survive if we keep choosing sides? Except the pieces every time two fools collide.
You lay the blame on me, and I the blame on you. And who picks up the pieces every time two fools collide?
We can save our love. We still have the time.
For your comments and stories, 800-889-2221 from Country Legends 24/7.
Sitting on the front porch on a summer afternoon, in a straight back chair on two legs, leaned against the wall. Watch the kids playing with June bugs on a string, and chase the glowing fireflies when evening shadows fall. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. Along the lane, their fragrance makes the summer wind so sweet. And on a distant hilltop, an eagle spreads its wings, and a songbird on a fence post sings a melody. Love, just laughing, talking, making future plans. And when the folks ain't looking, you might steal a kiss or two, sitting in the porch swing holding hands. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee mountain home, crickets sing in the fields nearby.
From 105.5 FM.
Hi, this is George Strait.
I'm finding out how hot an old flame can burn. You're a feeling I haven't forgot. Love I can't unlearn. You've become a memory I can't live without. You'll always be a fire I can't put out. I don't know. Love's all about. You'll always be a fire I can't put out. Embers to ashes, that's how it should be. You'd think by now my heart would know, and it could set you free. The things I've tried, the tears I've cried, I guess there's no doubt. You'll always be a fire I can't put out. I don't know.
George Strait and A Fire I Can't Put Out on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Let's go ahead and dive into a little bit of country music news. Lainey Wilson and Jelly Roll were thrown a huge bash by BMI last week in Nashville to celebrate the three number ones between them, and it sounded like they had a pretty darn good time. Jelly Roll's cousin even set up in the back and giving out free tattoos for any of the event's 250 guests. Jelly said, that's how our family rolls. They were celebrating Jelly Roll for his songs Need a Favor and then Save Me, which was nominated for a Grammy alongside Lainey, and then also celebrating her song Watermelon Moonshine, which is her fifth number one. Wow, her fifth number one. I didn't know how close these two were, but apparently they think of each other as family. Jelly said that he calls Lainey to talk about everything from career triumphs to negativity on social media, and she always answers the phone. Both of them were asked why they didn't quit after so many years of not making it. Jelly said, I think I just had this deep-rooted belief that I was here to represent a group of people that wasn't represented.
I knew that one day it would connect. And Lainey said, I think it was grit. That grit that my mama and daddy installed in me from the beginning. I knew from an early age this was my calling. It's cool to see how strong their bond is. It's so easy and with the egos and so many different things and competition involved in music and the way they pit artists against each other and a lot of these things. I think it's cool to see this, and not just in these artists, but a lot of artists out in the country music game pulling for each other, looking out for each other. I think that's awfully cool. And to the point of why they made it, I talk about this a lot with my students when it comes to acting and stand-up comedy and a lot of those things. The biggest difference between the people that you know by name and have seen many times and the people that you don't, to me, from what I've seen and experienced and studying it and being a part of the industry for over 20 years, the biggest difference is relentlessness. Just not giving up. That nothing stopping you from achieving your goals. You've got plenty of things that happen in life that, you know, whether you want to call it sidetrack you or I think, you know, align you. Determination. Not stopping. Just continuing. Being relentless about it. I may be 90 years old when you finally see me on a big screen, but it'll happen. I guarantee it. Just might be, you know, in my mid-90s. But that's all right. That's all right. That's okay. It's all about that. It's all about relentlessness and going for it. And I think that both of them were, obviously both of them were right in their answer. But I think that Lainey had a really strong point there about what our parents instill in us and feeling a calling to something. I didn't choose performing. It chose me. And I don't mean that in some kind of like big, you know, philosophical way or anything like that. I think that's just how life works a lot of the time. Love is like that. How many times have you heard stories of couples that have been together forever or whatever? Did that couple, I set out looking for my forever partner. No, man, you just fall into love. You just fall into people and that. It's how it works sometimes. You have a calling. You get pulled to them. How a lot of it works. Wrapping up, the iHeart Country Festival revealed the 2024 lineup. Jason Aldean, Lady A, Ashley McBride, Jelly Roll, Brothers Osborne all going to be there. Take place May 4th in Austin, Texas, and it'll be hosted by Bobby Bones. You get a chance to get out there and enjoy that. Have some fun. We're going to have some fun when we come back. We got Brooks and Dunn, a little Kris Kristofferson, Dwight Yoakam, all in your future right here at West Country 105.5 WYRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop at 250 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a good morning from all of us at WYRI.
Hey, you got beans?
Yeah, man, I got beans. I have coffee beans. Take a whiff.
Mmm, whoa, those are fresh.
I just got done roasting these beans today. Want me to grind you some?
Right on. Can I get a bag to go?
Yeah, we have sample bags right over here.
Wow, man, that's a lot of beans. Hey, what's that?
Coffee cake. Handmade, secret ingredients, love and butter.
I want a piece of that, too.
From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery, downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Family-owned, freshest coffee. Find us on Facebook. This place is awesome.
We are going to warm things up rather quickly as we head toward the weekend today. Mostly sunny with a high right around 41 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 31. Tomorrow, sunshine 52. Saturday, sunny 62 by Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
Country Legends 24/7.
This is Luke Bryan.
Hey, girl. Oh, now. You know you got everybody looking.
Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrel. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Something about a sweet little farmer's child. They got it in her blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile. Roping me in from a country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms. Spin me around this big old barn. Tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Young bucks sitting in the honky tonks, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn, for the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the bears, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for the girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me. Like the river flows, feel the kick drum down deep in your toes. All I wanna do is get to holding you, and get to knowing you, and get to showing you, and get to loving you. Before the night is through, baby, you know what to do. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn, for the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the bears, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Hot country girl.
Country girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Take me in your arms right now and hold me tight. She's standing outside again. She's wanting to come back in. So if you've ever loved, love me. I can feel her reaching in the night. Slowly a little closer by my side. Let me take my weakness and love. She's pulling me back again. Darling, don't let her win. Take me in your arms right now. Hold me tight. She's standing outside again, wanting to come back in.
Country Legends 24/7 with Kix Brooks of Brooks and Dunn.
Well, you know, folks who have ideas of their own are always trying to stick pins in the doll, you know. So yeah. You got to follow your instincts, and I think Ronnie and I, even though we both had second thoughts about giving up our solo careers, which we had worked on for so many years, there was something down inside both of us that said, this is kind of a cool idea, you know, there may be something going on.
You picked me up, you shot me down, stepping out all over town, drove me back to drinking in this bar.
Shenandoah. Here's Rock My Baby on Country Legends 24/7.
After work, me and the boys go down to Kelly's and we'll make some noise. Feed that old jukebox and play some air guitar. Well, and there's nothing wrong with shooting some fun and acting the fool, but this time I won't be going where they are, 'cause I'm going home and rock my baby. Just thinking about it is making me crazy. All day long I've been dreaming of holding her tight. She's ready for some R&R, something to take her mind off everything. Champagne and a box of candy, a dozen roses, my
of holding her tight. Yeah, it's gonna be a sweet surrender, candlelight, and love me tender. I'm going home and rock my baby tonight. If the roses and the candy do the trick, tomorrow
I've known. Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you or the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it so. I know what I am. But now that I know that I needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hands. Try me, Lord, if you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know. Souls in your hand.
Country Pride, Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Well, I'm a honky
amazing style. Love will give the girls the world to the music of an old goodbye. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Well, now I'm living wild and dangerously. I've got plenty of company. The moon comes up and the sun goes down. Well, I can't wait to see the light of town. Cause I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music of an old goodbye. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Well, I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music of an old goodbye. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Hey, now a pretty little girl and a jug of wine. Well, that's what it takes to make a honky tonk town. Jukebox on the I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love will give the girls the world to the music of an old goodbye. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. The girls the world to the music of an old goodbye. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
One and only Dwight Yoakam, Honky Tonk Man, bringing it home here on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. That is going to do it for us, everybody, for today, but we'll be back tomorrow. Get you ready for the weekend. Got a lot of good requested music already. We would love more. Get it to us. You can always give us a call at 715-423-1055 or just email me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can go ahead and hit me up anytime. I'll get your music out there if we can do it. And we've so far been able to hit every request we have gotten, and we've gotten a lot of them. So keep them coming, everybody. We'd love that. Want to remind you tonight at 7, Trail Tunes. Join my man Seth for a wonderful show. Be able to take a stroll down the old trail with Trail Tunes. I was trying to find another word other than trail. Join us for that tonight at 7 and every Thursday at 7 when we don't have high school sports. Be sure to join us right here for more great country coming up. Good stuff on the way for you. I see some T. Graham Brown, some Clint Black, Emmylou Harris, all coming up for you right here on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Wish them a good morning from all of us at 250 West Grand Avenue. Go join over there right now. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at WIRI.
The Cowboy Union Jam meets at McMillan Memorial Library every second Wednesday of the month from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Come on down and listen to area musicians playing traditional country, bluegrass, and gospel music. That's every second Wednesday of the month from 1 to 3. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats.